KPLJ FM and HD1, New York, a Cumulus station. From the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studios, high atop Madison Square Garden.
Good evening, this is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ. Hope you had a good weekend, even though it's been kind of rainy and miserable. But we did have a kind of a sunny day yesterday. But it's the holiday season, folks. It started this morning, coming up this morning, with Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to all of you who celebrate Hanukkah. You may want to call and talk to us about Hanukkah, how you celebrate Hanukkah, what it means to you. Give us a call at 1-800-321-9755. But every year when we do this, we always kind of broaden it and talk about gifts. I mean, Hanukkah is a time for gift giving, but there's gifts for the whole season. So we want to talk about the best gift that you've ever received. Doesn't have to be a Christmas gift or a Hanukkah gift or a birthday gift, but what's the best gift that you've ever received? Give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. Maybe it was something you received in your childhood, and it stayed with you. Maybe it's something that you received just recently. And part of the reason it's so important is because who it came from. And you may want to celebrate that. Somebody who gave you a wonderful gift. Doesn't have to be a very expensive gift. It could be. But maybe it wasn't a very expensive gift, but it came from the heart. And it came from somebody that you care about very much. So give us a call about that, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. This is the time for gift giving. And I don't know if you're into giving gifts, receiving gifts, but it's true that it happens to us throughout our lifetime. I can think of any number of gifts that I've received that have meant an awful lot to me. And sometimes it's not a thing. I talked to a friend of mine before coming on the air, and she said she just had a reunion with a cousin of hers that she hadn't seen in since forever, because there was one of these family feuds going on. But she and her other cousin broke through to this guy, and he wanted to see her. He couldn't have been nicer after all these years. So that was a really nice gift. And then another one of my friends said she got a gift in her childhood that has stayed with her all these years. So whatever your gift is, maybe it's a reconciliation with somebody, maybe it's a new person who's come into your life that you consider it to be a real gift. Maybe it's someone who's always there and you want to thank them for the gifts that they've given you. 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. The best gift that you've received, and we can flip it around, best gift that you've ever given. Here's Bruce.
Run from cages on high.
That's Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. And I played that one because he has given us lots of gifts over the years, certainly music, but with the organization that I work with, Why Hunger, he has helped us raise millions and millions of dollars in lots of different ways, and he's also raised millions of dollars for community-based organizations all over the country that are feeding people, but doing more, helping people to get out of poverty. That's what we do at Why Hunger. We work with all these hundreds, thousands of organizations around the country and many around the world that are really working on all three dimensions of hunger. First one is getting food to people. The second one is helping people to get out of poverty so they don't just keep coming back. And the third one is trying to fight against some of the injustices that people have to face in their lives that keep them from being fed and out of poverty. So one of the gifts that Bruce has given us this year is a pin, and it's sold in all the Hard Rock cafes, but you can also get it by going to Why Hunger. Go to Why Hunger, and there's a wonderful Springsteen pin there. Billy Joel, who we're going to play a song from in a while, gave us a guitar and also tickets to his concert. Those are already gone. And I'm hoping pretty soon that Bruce will give us a guitar. We actually have it, but it isn't up yet. Every year he gives us a guitar, and he signs it a special way with an interesting doodle. And every year that gets us a lot of money. So hopefully that will show up soon, hopefully tomorrow. And the place to find all that is by going to CharityBuzz, CharityBuzz, two words, /WhyHunger. CharityBuzz/WhyHunger. And you'll see about 150 or 160 auction items up there that you can bid on. Many of them are outrageously expensive, and some of them aren't. You might pick up a bargain. That's a very special kind of thing. But in the meantime, we have all these other things that we offer people as a gift for donating, going to hungerthon.org. Okay, what I want to talk about now is the gift that you have received or given that has made a big, big difference in your life. What is it for you? Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's something you got as a present as a little child, as one of my friends said earlier. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's something that has to do with people. Maybe there's a relationship that's been healed. Maybe there's a new relationship that's beginning. Maybe it's something in your family. Give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. Last week we had some really interesting calls. I hope we will again this week. So give us a call and talk to us about the greatest gift that you've been given or that you have given. Go both ways on this one. I want to mention to you once again that we are finally up with a podcast. It's OG Podcast Network, OG Podcast Network. That's where you can find all of our shows. And OG Podcast Network. And you can find us on iTunes, on Spotify, on Stitcher, and one more, which I'll find out in a minute. But everybody over the years has said, you know, your show's on so late, I miss it sometimes, but I'd love to catch it. Do you have a podcast? And the answer is now we do. OG Podcast Network. You can find all the shows there. And you can find it on iTunes and Stitcher and also Spotify. What you can do right now is to give us a call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. I know that some of the best gifts I've been given have to do with people. People who have come into my life and have been a gift in my life. The most important one being my wife, and then my children, and my granddaughter. But others as well. You know, you all know my relationship with Harry Chapin. He, for those of you who are young, you don't remember him, but he was a wonderful singer, songwriter, and social activist. And we started Why Hunger together. We also started a number of other organizations, Long Island Cares and the Center for Food Action in New Jersey and the New York City Hunger Hotline, all things that have helped people to get food and to get out of poverty. So meeting Harry changed my life, and it's changed the lives of millions of people. So he gave a great gift before he passed all too soon. And Bruce, as I mentioned, has given us some great gifts over the years, has been a wonderful partner for Why Hunger. But the other gifts that have been given come from just average people like yourself and from partners that we've had all across the country and around the world. And the wonderful partners that I have that I've worked with for all these years who have just made a major difference in the lives of so many hungry people and in my life as well. So give us a call now and talk about gifts in your life or talk to us about Hanukkah. You know, when I did this show a couple of years ago and I mentioned Hanukkah, I thought, you know, we have a number of people calling. We have a number of folks who are Jewish, but nobody called. So you can be the first Hanukkah caller tonight, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. Now, I understand it's not one of the major feasts, one of the major holidays in Judaism, but it's what's happening now. As a matter of fact, starts this morning. And so if you are celebrating Hanukkah, you may want to talk about that, what it means to you, how you celebrate it. And give us a call, 1-800-321-9755. We need some calls now, so I'm going to play another song from somebody else who has given us a wonderful gift, and his name is Billy Joel.
Wasn't hurting anyone.
That's Billy Joel, You May Be Wrong. He hadn't been wrong too many times in his music anyway. This is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ. We're talking tonight about gifts, and we're talking about Hanukkah. Haven't had a call on either one so far. Now, last week we started slowly, and then we got about a half a dozen really good calls. So I'm hoping that will happen again with you if you're listening to us. You can be our first caller. You can talk about how you celebrate Hanukkah, what it means to you. But you can just go in another direction and talk about gifts. Hanukkah is about gifts, and but we want to talk about any gift that you've received in your life. And maybe it's a thing, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's a gift of friendship. Maybe it's a gift of love. Maybe it's a gift of forgiveness, a gift of all kinds of things that changed your life in a positive way. 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755, and you can be the first caller. I want to mention our guest tonight on Community Connections, and that's coming up at 1 o'clock, and it goes for an hour. We have a most interesting guest. I talked to him a couple of years ago, but had him back now because it's the holiday time, and he is a minister. He's Reverend Brett Younger. He's the pastor of the Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn Heights, Brooklyn, and they are a most interesting church. They have a whole bunch of different ministries that he will tell you about that help people in an enormous number of ways. He is somebody who's had an interesting life as well. He started out in the South as a very fundamentalist Protestant, and he grew up to be somebody a little bit different, quite a bit different. And he now is the pastor of this church that does amazing things to help people in need and also to help people in their spiritual journey. So that's the Reverend Brett Younger, who's the pastor of the Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn Heights, coming up at 1 o'clock. And right now we have a couple of calls, so you can be the next caller, 1-800-321-9755. And remember, let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ. Go ahead, Cindy, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good. Turn your radio off, okay?
Okay,
go
can
ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Cindy.
Okay, so I'm just calling because we're talking about gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of times a year, I usually do a breakfast, and it's in the community that I'm from. I don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually come back and do a breakfast, and I usually, you know, the breakfast is for the seniors, it's for the children, and you know, it's pretty much, I get my family and other people that come volunteer, help me out.
That's great.
And I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I try to do it at least, you know, once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I just had one that was probably in October was the last one I had.
Okay. Well, that's...
But, I mean, my thing is giving back, and
yes.
I believe that it warms my heart when I do it, you know, just to see the people come out, the uh-huh. seniors come out, the children coming out.
So you cook the meal yourself?
I have a couple of girls that help me out. Yeah,
sure.
We just do breakfast. So it's
that's
pancakes.
Great. That's great. That's
pancakes
great.
Pancakes and eggs and, you know, simple stuff.
Do you do it in a church or where do you do it?
We do it in a community center.
Community center.
Martin Luther King Center and Rockwell Center. They allow
okay.
me the time. They give me the space. And
Good. All
yes.
right, so you've been doing this for 3 years now. Are you doing it again this year?
The last one I did was in October. I'll be doing one probably after the holidays.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a good time to do it because people do a lot of things for folks that are struggling during the holidays, but then it kind of falls off the cliff, and people forget about those who are suffering. And so if you're
right.
doing another one of your breakfasts at that time, I think that'll be most appropriate.
Yes.
So what's the feeling that you have when you do these?
You know, I mean, it started out with something. I was in an organization and we was doing it, and mm-hmm. the organization, we kind of split up, and so I just continued doing it. But because I mean, I love to see the seniors coming in and like us, you know, sure, the kids. It warms my heart. It really does. And I believe that, you know, if we can, we're supposed to help out people.
Absolutely.
And I'm from that area. I originally was born and raised in Robertson. I just left.
You know,
I've been gone many years, but I still like to go back and, you know, help them out.
That's a great thing that you're doing, Cindy, and I hope you're able to do it for many years to come. And I hope people appreciate it. I think they probably do. And I want to wish you a very joyful Christmas and a happy new year.
You too. Same to you. Be safe.
Okay, Cindy. Thank you very much. Number to call, 1-800-321-9755. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ.
Oh, hey, Bill. This is Mike. How you doing?
Good.
As you know, I'm a longtime listener.
Uh-huh.
And I've been listening for probably about 20 years regularly.
Good.
And I consider you a gift in my life.
Oh, thank you.
And I say that because I you're supportive and you're compassionate and you're sincere. And I respect that. And I think that you're a really cool guy and you're a smart guy.
Well, I thank you.
And I think what draws me to you is, number one, our passion for music.
Yeah.
And number two, our passion for social justice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know about the music. Now, what about you and social justice? What have you been involved in?
Well, I'm trying to make my life better, and I'm trying to make other people's lives better. And I know that you talk an awful lot about social justice. And
I do.
And I've learned a lot from you. And I've listened to you over the years, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's been a really good experience. You've helped me in many ways, your voice and your insight, and I'm really appreciative. And you know, I have a little extra money, and I'd like to bid on something on Why Hunger, where I can go sit in a studio and be like a guest host on a radio show. I've seen a couple, and they're pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah, we have a whole bunch of those. There's a lot of them. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I don't know. I've developed an affection for you, and I want you to know that. It might sound corny, but,
no, I appreciate it. There's a number of people who've said that to me over the years. I've been around doing this every Sunday night for 43 years, and the show is about healing. You know, that's really what it's about. People ask me, and I say, well, you know, it's about healing. We're all broken at some time or other in some way or other. And we all need to listen to one another and to be healed. And that's what the show is about. We take a different topic each week, but the underlying theme is healing. So if that's come to you a little bit, I appreciate that, and I thank you for sharing it. Now, talk a little bit about some of the ways that you think you might be able to get involved in some of the social issues.
Well, I think standing up for, you know, standing up against a lot of the inequality that exists,
sure.
You know, it's still very evident, you know, in the inner city, there's still a lot of injustice and, mm-hmm. you know, economic injustice. And, you know, I've learned from your organization, Why Hunger, there's a lot of food injustice. And,
yes.
And it's about really, you know, giving people a chance and mm-hmm. treating them equally and respecting them, you know, and realizing their talents, regardless of the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
And or their sexual orientation or mm-hmm. whatever it is that might make them different.
Yeah, yeah. So try to get yourself involved with a community-based organization in the Bronx. There's a lot of them. I've done shows with so many.
Yeah.
I have a friend, a good friend, who runs a garden up there, a community garden. There's just a lot going on in the Bronx that you may not know about.
Yeah.
It would be good for you because you'd find a sense of community there, people who think in a common way with you and are trying to improve the lives of other people. And it's probably would be a good thing for you to meet some new people. Do you think?
Absolutely, sure. I mean, I'm open to it, and I've got some opportunities coming up where I have the opportunity to meet some new people and to reach out.
You have a little time.
Excuse me?
You have a little time to do it.
I have some time to do it.
That's good.
Yes, not a lot of time, but
right.
But yeah, I need to push myself and get over the initial.
Okay,
the initial
I'm giving
fear.
You a little push tonight. Give me a little push. There's also
wonderful
organizations. And by the way, you could always go to whyhunger.org, and you would see on the website there dozens, hundreds of organizations all over the country, including a number in the Bronx. that we work with that you could get connected to.
Yeah. So I learned a lot about you over the years, Bill. You know, I've come to know you pretty well, I think, just from listening to you on the radio. And I thought I knew a lot about music, but there was a lot I didn't know. I mean, I've learned a lot about music from you. I wasn't even aware of Paul McCartney's My Love. Mm-hmm. And now it's become like one of my favorite songs.
Well,
and
a little
I heard
later,
it on your radio show.
A little later in the show, I'm going to play something from John Mellencamp that I haven't played in forever. And I try to play some new things and some old things and things that fit into the theme that we're talking about. So, Mike, I want to thank you for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
I thank you very. Okay, thank you. Number to call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. We're talking about giving gifts tonight. What is the gift that's been the best gift for you? And let's turn it around. What's been a gift that you've given that you think has really helped somebody? Maybe a thing, you know, and maybe it was a gift that you got when you were a kid, but maybe not. Maybe it's something that's happening right now. 1-800-321-9755. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Well, first off, I'd like to say it's sometimes hard to notice the gifts that you get.
Yeah.
You know? You kind of go through life looking for things, and you just don't notice them.
Yeah, good point.
But, I was in the entertainment business once and in a position where, you know, I could help people get things and that sort of thing. And, you know, you kind of wheeling and dealing and so forth, and you think you have so many friends.
Yeah.
In that world, it just becomes kind of a blur, but you know, when I lost the spot and I just kind of became just retired or, you know, decided to do something else, you know, I realized how many
find out who your true friends are, right?
How many of those people just kind of fell off the radar.
Sure, sure.
100%.
Yeah.
And but, you know, one of the greatest gifts I did get was when somebody from that world, you know, really didn't, you know, think of any, you know, just decided to give me a call and, you know, invited me over, you know, whatever, to just hang out or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, just, you know, get, not, I wasn't back in that world, but just to kind of get the feel of being back in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just.
So what did you do in the entertainment world?
I was in sports, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, I was.
Did you play, or your manager,
no,
your coach, or whatever?
I didn't play. It was kind of in the background. Mm-hmm. But like when you live in that arena, you know, you get exposure to, you know, you get to go here, there, everywhere. You get travel a lot. You get mm-hmm. to meet new people. You get all these connections. You get all this hoopla going around. It just seems.
Did you work for a team or for the media?
No, I worked for a league.
A league? Oh, okay.
One of the leagues.
One of the leagues. All right.
I'd rather just.
No, I know you don't want to talk about that. So,
it was just kind of a great whirlwind. I mean, that was a gift in itself.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, when I fell from grace a little bit, you know, somebody gave me a call from that world and, you know, said, hey, you know, why don't you come on down and, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, what are you doing now?
When I wasn't feeling. I'm working a city job right now.
Okay, all right.
So I'm doing fine.
Yeah, and you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it a lot. It's just that, you know, the sports job is it mm-hmm. takes a lot of your time, a lot
sure.
of travel. They don't really, you know, if you're in it for the love of it, it kind of grinds you down after a while.
Sure. Sure.
You know, you have to make more of a financial choice. You kind mm-hmm. of sometimes, you know, when you're not a player or an owner, you have to go a different route. If you just
sure.
kind of working at a place like that for mm-hmm. the perks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you do miss the perks, is what.
Yeah, but the other thing is, you have people that you're friendly with in the business, but you may lose a lot of the people that you were friendly with before because you have no time for them. Did that happen to you?
Now, yeah. A little bit. Or did it happen to me while I was there?
Yeah, while you were there. You know, I mean, because you're traveling all over the place, you don't have a chance to maintain.
That, you know why? That was a big eye opener too when it came down, and you know, I thought things was going to be so terrible and different, and they actually turned out to be pretty good.
That's good
on that side of things, of course.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Now I definitely have more time for family and friends, which it's a different life. But
are you closer to your family now?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Is there any possibility of marriage, or are you?
No, I'm married. I was married. You know, I had a kid during it. You know, and the thing was, when my daughter was born, she was young, and I was still in it.
And you were traveling. I was traveling, but
she was still young, so not that it mattered so much. But when she got older, and you know, 7, 8, 9, hey, where are you? You know, when are you coming back? And that's when it got a little different. So.
How old is she now?
12.
Okay. But you've been, how long have you been out of sports?
Three or four years.
4 years. Okay. All right. So you've reestablished a relationship with your daughter and deepened the relationship with your wife, hopefully.
And maybe
kind of went back and checked out a lot of the family and friends that you hadn't had time for.
Yeah. That part of it's been great. And new friends and, you know, things like that. A different way of life, which is. You know, that way of life, the other way of life is you're sacrificing all those other things.
Oh, you did.
For that.
Yeah, you know? You do.
You have to.
Yeah, I know people.
Unfortunately, not that they don't care. It's just another, it's very cutthroat. It's very cutthroat. You have to give everything up. They don't really, you know, you have to choose one or the other. It's a hard thing to...
Right.
You want this? This is what you got to do. I mean, it's basically you hear that all the time. You know, you have to make these huge sacrifices if you.
Yeah. So I think that you got a gift to get into sports, but you also had a gift to get out of sports. Do you think of it that way?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely a tremendous gift to get when I first got in. It was around 9/11, and it actually helped me through 9/11.
Sure.
You know, and. It carried through for a long time, and when it ended, it kind of crashed and burned for me a little bit. But
But can you see that it was a kind of a liberation for you in the long run?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you didn't feel that way when you got dumped, but
no.
Now you know, there it is. This is a new gift.
Absolutely, a new way of life, almost like a new beginning. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
15 years later.
I suspect that your wife is thrilled that you're not traveling the country anymore.
She misses some of the perks, too, trust me.
Of course. No, I understand that.
But yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So when you're in do you still follow sports? Are you still interested?
Of course I do. I'm not totally bitter about it. I just, you know, it is what it is.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Yeah. Well... there's a lot of interesting baseball right here in New York City, and to say the least. And I've been a baseball fan since I was about 7 years old, and that's a long time ago. So I've seen all sorts of great players go through the Yankees and the Mets and the Giants and Dodgers before that for a little bit when I was a very little kid. And then they moved, and so I was a Giant fan then.
Wow.
And when the Giants left and the Mets came, I said, they're going to take over for the Giants. So I go to Mets games. I go to Yankee games as well. I'm one of those strange people who likes both of the teams.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I like both teams. If they're both in the playoffs, I root for either one.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. And, you know that's almost people say, what?
I know. And I can't root against. Like, I'm not going to root for Boston against the Yankees.
No, certainly not.
You know, the Mets. I'm partial to the Mets, but I don't dislike the Yankees either.
All right. So you were given a gift of a life that was very exciting, and you got to do a lot, and maybe you made some money, and then that was over. But you've been wise enough to see that this is also a gift. This is a gift to get you back into your family, your friends, and also into a job that, from what you're telling me, you like, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a double gift, my friend. Thank you for celebrating it with us.
Have a great holiday.
You too, Steve.
Thank you.
Right. Number to call, 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. Isn't that amazing? Something that looks like a great gift to you, and it is, and then it's not there anymore, and you get shattered. But then another gift comes along, and that's what happened to Steve. That's a great story. Maybe that's happened to you. Maybe it's not just one gift, but maybe it was a gift for a while, and then it wasn't there anymore. So, yeah, we can take a call like that as well. And again, our communication, Community Connection show tonight, our guest is Reverend Brett Younger. He's the pastor of the Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn. He is a most interesting man. We're going to be on 1 o'clock with him for a whole hour. And he will tell you about some of the things they're doing over in Brooklyn Heights that are very interesting. You may want to go to some of them. And in the meantime now, we want you to give us a call. We had another call, but it disappeared somehow or another. But give us a call. You can be the next call talking about a gift that you've been given or a gift that you gave. Or maybe it's more than one gift. 1-800-321-9755, 321-9755. And I told Mike I was going to play something from Mellencamp, and here it is.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Yes, John Mellencamp with Jack and Diane. He's going to be the person we're going to honor at our dinner next year, our Why Hungry dinner. This every year we honor somebody, and this year was Jason Mraz, and next year it'll be John Mellencamp. So we thank him for all that he's done musically, but also he's been involved a lot in with Farm Aid. I met him on a Farm Aid concert many years ago, and he's been involved in helping people who are struggling. All right, right now we're going to talk to Joe. Joe, this is Bill Ayers. You're on 95.5 PLJ.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Joe. How you doing?
I'd like to talk about my program, Expanded.
Great. Tell us about it.
Well, outside there's a logo, a beautiful logo above it, and they're increasing rooms, more bathrooms and rooms for groups and stuff.
Good.
And every month they have some sort of like a special meal, cultural style.
Now, this is a counseling program that you're involved in, right, Joe?
Yes.
And I know it's helped you enormously. You've called before, and I know that it's helped you a great deal. Tell us how it's helping you now.
Well, I try to go 5 days a week.
Good.
I talk about symptoms of schizophrenia, sort of meditation groups, a lot of nice people volunteer and work cleaning the place. There's always people pitching in when it comes to the snack bar and bringing food in and stuff.
Okay.
And cooking people, they don't have to pull teeth in order to have people, you know, do stuff there.
Well, you've been in this program for how long now, Joe?
About 5 years.
And it's made a major difference in your life from what you're telling me, right?
Yeah. I don't even know where they got the money for these things all of a sudden.
Well, it's great that they did.
It's a day treatment, so they encourage people to talk in group because that's the main reason they're there.
Good, good. And you have a therapist as well, right?
Yeah, an individual therapist.
Yeah, so sounds to me like you're getting the best of both worlds to deal with the problem that you have. And are you living by yourself now?
Yes.
Is that working out okay?
Yeah, well, I got myself a cleaning person, but I take my medicine. I try to eat healthy meals and stuff.
And you're driving too, right?
I take Medicaid cabs, buses.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, that's good that you get that. And do you have any connection with your family at all?
Oh, my parents live in Florida, but my sister on Long Island is like my guardian angel.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad your sister is good to you. And I know you have friends in the program, so that's a good thing. This has changed your life, and I think it should encourage anybody who's listening to us who's suffering from the kind of illness that you have or any kind of illness to join a group. You know, get yourself into a counseling situation where you're getting the right meds and also getting counseling, whether it's group counseling and individual counseling, and I think you're getting the whole package. And I know it's made a difference in your life, Joe, and thank you for sharing that with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Okay, so we've been talking about gifts, and we've heard from some people who've received some great gifts, and I hope that you have, and I hope that you will in this season of gift-giving, whether it's through Hanukkah or Christmas. And the gifts that I think are so important are the gifts of relationships, the gift of people. Sometimes it's a gift of something, certainly, but we're going to hear a lot from our guest now in a few minutes. His name is the Reverend Brett Younger. He's the pastor of the Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn. They have lots of programs that are really a gift to many, many people, especially during this holiday time. And I want to just mention one more time, for all of you who have asked over the years, why don't you have a podcast? Well, we do now. And it's podcast, OG Podcast Network. And it's on, you can get it on iTunes, on Stitcher, and also Spotify and Google Play as well. That's the one I forgot before, Google Play. So you can get this show as well as the live show and get a chance to listen to them if you miss them. The other thing I just wanted to mention to you, of course, is that Hungerthon is still happening and will for a couple more weeks. And I want to thank everybody at Cumulus Stations who've helped us and all the other stations that have helped us. And we're still out there. We've got, we heard mentioning before, we got about 150 or 160 items up for auction on Charity Buzz. It's Charity Buzz/Why Hunger, Or you can just go to hungerthon.org and make a donation. No donation is too small, and we appreciate it very much. This is the time of the year when we raise a lot of money that helps us to help millions of people through our National Hunger Hotline, our Why Hunger Hotline, now it's called. And it's 1-800-5-HUNGRY, 1-800-5-H-U-N-G-R-Y. And if you are hungry or you know somebody that's hungry, tell them to call that number. We will connect you to emergency food in your neighborhood and to all the government programs that can get you food. All right, so just coming up in a few minutes, you're going to listen to the Reverend Brett Younger. But right now, you're going to hear from Mr. Billy Joel.
Seems like I've been lost, and let's remember. If you think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days, oh, then you should have known me much better. 'Cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved, yeah. That's why I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. Wore matador boots, only Flag Brothers had them with a Cuban heel. Iridescent socks with the same color shirt and a tight pair of chinos. Oh, I put on my shark skin jacket, you know, the kind with the velvet collar and did it up shades. Oh, yeah. Took a fresh pack of Luckies and a mint called Sensen. My old man's Trojans and his old Spice aftershave. Oh, call my hair in a pompadour like the rest of the Romeo's War. A permanent wave, yeah. We were keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. You can get just so much from the good thing. You can linger too long in your dreams. Say goodbye to the old. The good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Learn stickball as a formal education. Lost a lot of fights, but it taught me how to lose. Okay. Oh, I heard about sex, but not enough. I found you could dance and still look tough anyway. Oh, yes, I did. I found that a man ain't just being macho. An awful lot of late night driving food, drank a lot of take home pay. I thought I was the Duke of Earl when I made it with a red haired girl in the Chevrolet. Oh yeah, we were keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. You know the good old days weren't always good. Tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. I told you my reasons for the whole revival. Now I'm going outside to have an ice cold beer in the shade. Oh, I'm gonna listen to my 45s. Ain't it wonderful to be alive when the rock and roll plays? Yeah, when the memories stay. Keeping the faith. Yes, I. You know I'm.
keeping the faith. Oh, yes, I am. You know I'm keeping the faith. Oh, you know I am. I'm keeping the faith.
98.5.5
PLJ.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not. But guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
The best thing about 95.5, you don't even need a radio to hear us. We've got an app for your smartphone, iPhone, or Android. Just download it and turn us on. You know what we mean. Set the alarm and wake up with Todd and Jade. Listen while you're walking the dog. Tune in whenever and wherever. No radio necessary. New York's best music is always on in your hot little hand. It's New York's 95.5 PLJ.